Adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Lee Wong, loyal partner of Dutch Kranz, ruined by the piracy of the Ghost, pledges his loyalty to Jungle Jim and proves it by securing the release of Kolu, Jungle Jim's right-hand man. The two are about to leave Lee Wong's wharf to board one of his ships sailing for the coast of Borneo, where Jungle Jim expects the Ghost to strike again, this time at Lee Wong's ship. Messengers bring word that Laura Kranz and Shanghai Lil had a meeting. There was a heated argument and threats at the point of a gun. Later, both women were reported missing. Jungle Jim, alarmed over the news, hesitates to sail until Lee Wong promises he will find Laura and keep her safe. Another of Lee Wong's scouts report that Shanghai Lil is aboard Harvey Brandt's ship plotting against Jungle Jim. At the wharf, Jim gets ready to board Lee Wong's motor launch to be taken to the ship in the harbor. Then, a mysterious high-powered motorboat is sighted drifting near Lee Wong's wharf. When it is discovered, the engine starts up and it swiftly disappears. Now, we find Jungle Jim and Lee Wong saying goodbye and exchanging last-minute instructions.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Bradley. The captain has his orders, and the ship is entirely at your disposal.
Thanks, Wong. Here's the sealed envelope. Don't open it until I'm 2 days at sea. So long, Lee Wong. All right, Kolu, get aboard.
Very good, Tuan. All ready.
Well, we're on our way at last, Kolu.
Not yet, Tuan. We have still to board steamer and sail. Remember, small boat we see from dock.
Yeah, you think that perhaps some of the Ghost crew may waylay us before we can get aboard Lee Wong's ship, huh?
Maybe, Tuan. Many strange things happen at night in Singapore.
Well, I don't think anything will happen to us until we get off the coast of Borneo. And then things will start to happen. That's where we'll get our visit from the Ghost of the Java Seas. What the devil? That sounded like a high-powered rifle.
Yes, Tuan. It was close, too.
Yeah, too close for comfort. Down, Kolu! Flatten the bottom of the boat. Those bullets are meant for us. Hey, you, give this craft a gun. Full speed ahead. Let's get out of range of that rifle.
Listen, Tuan. Another motorboat maybe follow us.
I hear it.
Hey, you! What the devil are you doing? Didn't you hear me? Put on some speed. Give her the gun.
Oh, no, Mr. Jungle Jim Bradley. Any guns I have, I use on you. Put up your hands. You too, Hindo. Up quick.
Say, who are you?
Never mind who I am, Mr. Bradley. There's no time for introductions. I merely took the place of Lee Wong's man. They'll find his body floating in with the tide tomorrow.
So that's how you got here, huh? What's your game?
My game, Mr. Bradley, is just to hand you over to my boss. Then it becomes his game and yours, with you as the loser. That boat approach will take you to him.
Right, Kolu, get him!
Why, you get him!
Follow him, right with you!
His gun. He's dropped it overboard, Tuan. I have him.
All right. Hold him while I start the motor. We'll have to head back to shore. We can't hope to beat that other boat off the Lee's ship. Now, they've got our range again. He's hoping we can beat them to shore. What happened to your friend?
One good blow, Tuan, and I knock him out.
Good. Keep an eye on him. He may wake up. Also, try to keep an eye on that boat. That was close. They hit the running light that time.
Look. Look, Tuan. They had their boat between us and the shore.
Trying to cut us off, eh? And I've got another trick to fool them. I'm going to swing around and head out in the harbor again. And in a moment or two, we'll kick off our boots and clothes, dive off, and swim ashore.
But the boat, Tuan, what will happen to it?
I'll lock the steering wheel and she'll run on. The other boat will follow, thinking we're still aboard. All right, here we go out into the harbor again. I'm giving her the gun. She's making all the speed she's capable of, and that's not much.
How's the other boat?
Swinging out again, Tuan. Following our course. All ready to dive off, Tuan.
All right. Here, tie up that wheel while I slip off these boots and coat. Make that wheel fast so she holds a course straight ahead.
Look out, Tuan! Up behind you! I got him! I threw him overboard. Are you all right, Tuan?
Yeah. Oh, he must have been faking that knockout.
Yes, now he no fake. I hit him overhead with end of revolver.
Good work, Tua. That's the last of them. He'll go where he sent Lee Wong's man. Now then, Kolo, get ready to go over the side and stay close to me when you start swimming. Go off the stern and head straight from Lee Wong's wharf. The lights will guide us. All right?
Go!
Kolo! Kolo, where are you?
Here, Tuan. Here. Here to your left.
There they go, Kolo. We've got to make sure before they discover what's happened. Come searching for us. How are you making it?
Very good, Tuan. Yeah, very good.
Meanwhile, at Lee Wong's wharf, the sound of shots and the racing of boats has stirred up some action, and Lee Wong is preparing to go to Jim's rescue.
Something has gone wrong. Bradley has been attacked. They soon get out rifles and ammunition quickly. Chang, bring up my own boat from the other end of the wharf. Warm up the motor. Good. These are Lee Enfield rifles. Two bandoliers of ammunition each will be enough. Hurry with that boat, Kang. All ready? Come along, Lai Tung. Take your rifle and prepare to use it. And use it well. All right, Kang. Full speed ahead. Tung, look at that forward. Turn on that searchlight and report what you see. Head out after those boats, Kang. What do you see, Song? Can you get the line on the two boats?
No, Master. Boats well out in harbor, too far to see now.
Well, keep playing that searchlight out there, Song.
Come quick, Master. Two men swimming out ahead, 200 yards starboard.
Bear over to starboard, Kang. Slow down. Men overboard.
Master, man's arm waving above water. I think I hear him shouting.
Ahoy there! Ahoy, Lee Wong!
Correct, Song. Can it be? More to starboard, Kang. Keep bow over to starboard. All right. Hold now straight ahead. Heavy searchlights on them again. There, now hold it. Yes, it's Jungle Jim and his boy, Kolo. That's safe. Cut your motor, Chang. Just drift alongside. I'll take the wheel. You and Song, haul them aboard. Hurry now.
Yeah. Here, Mr. Bradley. Give me your arm. Ready, Chang? All ready. Now, pull. And that goes up. And then, oh, I go.
Thank heaven you got here. Much obliged, Lee Wong. Sorry I had to break my journey so soon, but I'm glad to see you just the same. All right, Kolo. Reach up and hang on to the side. Boys will pull you in. Now, there we are, Kolo. All safe in town, huh? Well, saved us quite a swim, Lee Wong.
You still had over 200 yards to go, Bradley. I'm glad to see you safe and sound. All right, Kang, start up your motor and put into shore.
As soon as I get my breath, Lee, I'll tell you what happened. That man at the wheel of your boat was an imposter. He evidently waylaid your man, killed him or knocked him out, and threw him overboard. Lee, we've had our first battle with a ghost, Lee Wong. So far, we're ahead.
While Lee Wong brings Jungle Jim and Kolu safely back to shore and hears the thrilling story of the attack and the escape from the ghost henchman, Shanghai Lil is in Harvey Brandt's office at his wharf, making an offer.
All right, Lil. I accept your offer to throw in your lot with mine against Jungle Jim Bradley. Now then, here's your chance to prove your sincerity. Find Jungle Jim for me, and I'll take you into my organization.
That's very kind of you, Harvey Brandt. So far, he's successfully given your men the slip. Now it's up to me to make good.
Make good or...
else. And if I fail, they'll find my body floating in the harbor, I suppose. Okay, Brandt. It's a deal.
Good. How do you intend going about it?
It's like looking for a needle in a haystack. If Jungle Jim is still in Singapore at all, he's probably snooping around the waterfront. Tomorrow, disguised as a Burmese girl, I'll make every sailor's retreat and cafe on the waterfront. If he's anywhere there, I'll find him.
True to her promise, Shanghai Lil begins her search of the Singapore waterfront and is successful, for she catches sight of Jungle Jim and Kolu relaxing after breakfast. What will happen now? Will Shanghai Lil be successful in trapping Jungle Jim and handing him over to Harvey Brandt? Or will Jungle Jim succeed in sailing on Lee Wong's ship to the danger-infested coast of Borneo, where the ghost of the Java Seas is waiting to strike at Lee Wong's shipping? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. In the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorials, you'll find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Cats and Jammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, the Little King, Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of The Adventures of Jungle Jim.